When speaking of the Templars, it is easy to immediately picture knights in white mantles, red crosses, raised swords, and fortresses lost in distant lands. However, to truly understand why the Order of the Temple ended up becoming a threat to certain European kings, one must look far beyond the battlefield. The Templars were not merely religious warriors. Over time, they transformed into an international, wealthy, disciplined institution, protected by the papacy and present in almost every major political, economic, and military arena of medieval Christendom. This power, which was initially admired and encouraged, ultimately became deeply unsettling for those who wished to control their territories, resources, and decisions without competition. The Order of the Temple was born in the fiery climate of the Crusades, when Western Europe looked toward Jerusalem with a mixture of religious fervor, political ambition, and spiritual hope. At the beginning of the 12th century, a small group of knights decided to protect pilgrims traveling to the Holy Land after the First Crusade. That mission seemed humble, almost modest. Guarding roads, defending travelers, and sustaining with weapons a Christian conquest that was still fragile. Nevertheless, within a few decades, this small military brotherhood became one of the most influential organizations of the Middle Ages. The secret of its growth lay not solely in its combat capabilities. It was also found in a highly potent combination of elements. Monastic discipline, military prestige, papal support, aristocratic donations, legal privileges, and an administration that was extraordinarily efficient for its time. While many nobles depended on local rents, family alliances, and inherited lands, the Templars built a network that crossed borders. They had houses in France, England, Castile, Aragon, Portugal, Italy, Germany, and other European territories. At the same time, they maintained fortresses, troops, and strategic positions in the East. This dual presence, both Western and Eastern, gave them an influence that few feudal lords could match. From its earliest years, the order received the backing of religious figures of enormous prestige. Bernard of Clairvaux, one of the great intellectuals and spiritual leaders of the 12th century, defended the Templars with decisive force. For many Christians of the era, the idea of a warrior monk might have seemed contradictory. How could someone consecrate themselves to God and wield a sword at the same time? Bernard of Clairvaux helped resolve this tension by presenting the Templars as soldiers of Christ, men who did not fight for vanity, personal wealth, or worldly glory, but to defend the faith and protect Christians. This spiritual justification elevated the order's image and opened the doors of the European nobility to it. From then on, donations began to multiply. Nobles, kings, wealthy widows, landless knights, and pious families handed over estates, mills, vineyards, houses, collection rights, animals, weapons, and money. Some did so out of sincere devotion. Others sought to secure prayers for their souls. There were also those who saw the temple as a prestigious institution that was advantageous to support. In a deeply religious society, donating goods to a military order dedicated to the defense of the Holy Land was a way to participate symbolically in the crusade without having to travel to the far end of the Mediterranean. Over time, these donations formed an immense patrimonial base. The order did not simply own castles in remote locations, it possessed farms, arable fields, forests, ports, warehouses, churches, urban townhouses, and administrative centers known as commanderies. Each commandery functioned as an economic and logistical unit. There, food was produced, lands were managed, resources were stored, and profits were sent toward the general needs of the order. On the surface, many of these Templar houses might have looked like quiet rural operations. In practice, they were integrated into an international machinery designed to sustain a military and spiritual mission of enormous scope.